Seaman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for joining us here today. Two hot buttons. In fact, we need to also put this up on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. We're banging on the bad officiating last night on Monday Night Football. Beyond egregious. And also the latest on LeBron James and his comments. And we'd spent a good amount of time in the first hour. But to call Daryl Morey's tweet supporting Hong Kong and democracy misinformed.
And uneducated.
And it just smacks of hypocrisy, because LeBron and the NBA make more money in China than they do in the United States. And that's where they're putting their interests. Now,
and meanwhile, the repercussions in Hong Kong, people today or some are burning jerseys and ripping LeBron. They're very upset.
Well, that's my question to you, Pete Shepard, and everybody else as well. Has LeBron stepped in it here? Has LeBron now just Kaepernicked 2.0? I mean, people are going to take this as anti-democratic. Are people going to rip on him? You know, he's kind of the villain you love to hate if you don't love the team he's on anyway. I'm just wondering what direction this is going to go.
It's going to be interesting, but it ain't going away anytime soon.
Well, that's what I want. Is this got a 24-hour shelf life, or are there going to be protests outside of every Lakers game this year?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know about every game, but excuse me.
Sure. Yeah. You got a cold. We're dealing with that. Let's do a SportsCenter rundown, and we'll get to the calls at 239-337-ESPN. Here's Chris.
All right. The Chicago Bears have placed defensive tackle Akeem Hicks on IR. I believe he can come back with like 2 weeks left in the season. Not sure on that one, though. The man that was mistakenly identified by the Browns as the fan that poured beer on a Tennessee Titans player has filed a lawsuit against the team. Eric Smith filed the lawsuit Tuesday morning in Cuyahoga County. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
According to his attorney, Bruce Talman.
I don't know if you got that right.
I don't think I did. He's seeking money and a public apology.
By the way, while all of this is going on, the competition committee is meeting across Alligator Alley in Fort Lauderdale. Rich McKay and Troy Vincent. Rich McKay, just quick, says they'll wait until season ends, as they do with new rules, to judge how pass interference changing rule is working. Another sort of cowardly remark. And then Troy Vincent says they're having weekly conversations about onside kicks and how to bring back the surprise onside kick, which they banned after last week.
I don't think we've had a successful onside kick all year. Maybe one. Is it one or none?
I think we've had four going back to last season.
Last season.
But I don't know about this season alone.
All right, let's go to the phones. And again, if you are attorney Jeff Rice in Southwest Florida, who also moonlights as an official for the NFL and screwed the Lions last night, you're welcome to call two at 239-337-ESPN. Let's go to the phones. Sean, start off hour number two with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love your show, first of all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. What's going on?
One, I think Jeff Rice needs to stick to his day job and not officiate in the NFL ever again.
I agree.
Especially after those two penalties that cost Detroit the game in the end. And, yeah, they could have scored some of the touchdowns that were field goals, but Detroit had it in the bag, and then those penalties screwed it. They had the game won, and then they gave him the two face-to-face penalties, which weren't even at the face. Yeah. I was disgusted by those two calls.
Very disgusting.
I couldn't believe it.
That was terrible. Troy Vincent, by the way, this will make you feel better, correct? Just said this seconds ago, again, here in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, for the fall meeting, says the second hands-to-the-face call last night, quote, is not something you want to see called, unquote. Vincent said he'll speak with Mrs. Ford today and reach out to GM Bob Quinn as well. Well, that'll make you feel better.
Oh, thank you.
What about Craig Sheeman?
Yeah, how about Craig Sheeman? Where's my call? And Sean, his call. Sean, thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. Thanks,
Sean. No problem.
All right. Yeah, that's great. I mean, does Matt Patricia get credit for a win? Does the team get to say they're in first place in the NFC North? No. No, he does not.
But, look, they judge all the officials. They are rated after every game. They really are. And Jeff Rice, there's going to be a lot of demerits. He threw both flags last night, both of them. When you have the Troy Vincent, who doesn't say boo, by the way, usually, about stuff like this. When you say that second hands to the face call last night is not something you want to see call, well, I'm not going to say it speaks volumes, but it's a start anyway.
Yeah.
To have somebody from the NFL say something.
And that one was late in the game, about a minute 45 ago. That would have forced the Packers to kick their field goal and not run down the clock down to zero. Look, Matthew Stafford completes two passes and gets to midfield. Matt Prater was kicking 54-yarders with ease last night. I like their chances at the end.
Estero zone, Matt
Prater. Estero zone, yeah, that's right. So, and now we got the replay on, and we're just going to rub it into Craig here. Just watch.
Well, we had
the replay.
Chris was listening to Troy Vincent and Rich McKay in the other room.
Yeah, yeah.
While the NFL media, the competition committee hearing was going on.
And if you're just tuning in, look, I admitted right off the show, the Lions had 5 field goals and 1 touchdown. Had any one of those field goals been touchdowns, it would may have been a different outcome. And Matt Patricia and the special teams unit really blew it last night. The defense holds Rodgers and the Packers to a field goal attempt. And the Lions put 12 men on the field, get a 5-yard penalty, first down. Aaron Rodgers has more downs and he gets a touchdown. That's really where the game was lost. But these penalties were so bad and so outlawed. They also affected the game just as much.
There was a really interesting stat at the beginning of that game last night, too. Or maybe into the but that was the first 3rd-and-1 that the Packers had converted on all year.
Yeah.
Didn't happen until last night. That's unbelievable.
I saw that.
Is an unbelievable statistic. I couldn't believe it.
Down a distance, man. They're staying on schedule, by and large, I guess. I don't know. Getting a lot of first downs on second down and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, a lot of interesting stuff to get to if you want to react to the. Let's put a couple questions on the poll, Twin Peaks Twitter poll. I think one question could be as simple as, did the Lions get screwed last night? Yes or no? That should be 100%.
Why do we have to put that up?
Because I want to see the 100% poll. And then I think we should also did LeBron do more harm than good or something along those lines on China?
About his comments about Daryl Morey being uninformed and uneducated about the situation he spoke about.
Yeah, I think we should do
or
all
tweeted
that.
About.
I feel like I just laid it all on the line the first 70 minutes of the show. Now I'm a little tired.
You won't be tired.
I won't be tired.
Seminole Nation with a pick me up.
Oh.
Good afternoon, gents. Go Noles.
Oh, well.
Well, now I feel better.
He and Jason always text in, go Noles.
Now I just know the right thing to say at the right time.
Yep. Did you see in other NFL news, the Eagles, remember Zach Brown was the linebacker that criticized former teammate Kirk Cousins before the game against the Vikings this weekend. It's basically saying we don't need to prepare for him. He's the weakest link. Zach Brown got cut yesterday. How about that? I don't know if it was for the comment or if it was for poor play. Because I know Doug Peterson also pretty much guaranteed a win against the Cowboys coming up this weekend. So. I don't know that he was cut for that.
Yeah.
But he didn't want any part of it in the postgame either. But maybe he knew he was not playing well and going to get cut. And then Stephen Jones, Pete Shepard, as recently as yesterday, talked about Jason Garrett, says he is absolutely not on the hot seat. More lies!
Lies and poppycock. It is all ridiculous. Okay. And we know that. It's they have to say it. What are they to say? He's in trouble? If you say that, you got to fire him right there and then.
Yeah,
you're right. But, I mean, it's all you're doing is lying to your fan. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Enough of this vote of confidence crap that we all know is just BS.
And one other note I noticed, Cam Newton is expected back at practice after the Panthers' bye. They got the bye because they just played in London. So they're off this weekend. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton expected back. My question is, Pete Shepard, you get to be Riverboat Ron Rivera. You got Kyle Allen. What are you doing?
I think that when he comes back would be against San Francisco. I don't think he's coming back against San Francisco. I don't think you can't. You cannot bench Kyle Allen right now. I'm sorry. You can't.
You know, Cam Newton's not going to react well to that.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
What's best for the team? Let's see what kind of, let's see Ron Rivera what he has.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You cannot do it.
I wouldn't. You can't change that.
I don't think he will. I'm still questioning whether he's going to be playing the rest of the year. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. There is some other news. So explain this to me, Pete Shepard. The XFL is putting together their rosters. Landry Jones, by the way, he played Oklahoma, right? For Bob Stoops?
Yeah.
Bob Stoops is running the Dallas Renegades. Landry Jones is going to be their quarterback. I guess they assigned quarterbacks. And I think over the next couple of days, they're going to assign various positions and then have a draft for the best of the rest. I guess that's how I understand it.
Yep.
So we have Philip Walker is going to be the quarterback of the Houston Roughnecks from Temple. Played a little bit with the Indianapolis Colts. The Los Angeles Wildcats, Luis Perez, former professional bowler who played at Division II A&M Commerce and later the Alliance of American Football. Yeah.
Don't laugh at it. Bowling's a very physical sport.
I guess it is. The New York Guardians will have Matt McGloin, formerly of Penn State.
Yep.
Started a playoff game, Matt McGloin.
Yeah?
He did.
Yeah, for
did
the...
Did it go very well?
No, it was the, he filled in for Derek Carr on the Raiders, right?
I think so.
When Carr broke his leg?
Yeah, that was against...
against the Texans. Texans.
Yeah, and that was an ugly game.
He won that game.
I think he did. Yeah.
Did he win that game?
Matt McGloin won that game because it was Matt McGloin against T.J. Yates for the Texans.
Wow.
All right, Billy O'Brien hasn't won a playoff game with the Texans, right?
He's won one.
Oh, I think that's the one he won.
Okay,
yeah, because that
I didn't watch a lot of that game.
I think Bill O'Brien won a first round game against the Bengals. The only time Andy Dalton ever played in a playoff. I have some more for you in a moment, but first let's go to the phones. Dave's been waiting patiently. I know he dropped off a call back. Dave, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. How are you?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Fantastic.
Good. Hey, I hope you feel better, first of all. And
thank you.
Second of all, I think with as bad as the refereeing was last night, I think it might have been a positive spin on it. I'm sure it's not a positive spin for Detroit fans right now.
Right.
The ability to open up looking at more penalties to be reviewed. I mean, obviously, if those penalties were able to be reviewed last night, they would have been overturned in a heartbeat. So, you know, maybe some positive stuff will come out of that and let them, have a chance to look at opening up more reviewable plays.
I think it's an excellent point. I think it's an excellent point, Dave. And a lot of coaches feel exactly how you do. Why not just have every penalty reviewable? But yeah, continue.
Absolutely. And then another thing that I know it's been talked about in the past, but I want to get your views on it. You know, an excellent example is last night, you know, 3rd and 15 or whatever it was, you know, the penalty that was called that didn't exist, but, you know, illegal hands to the face. It's a 5-yard penalty, okay, mm-hmm. but it results in an automatic first down.
Yeah.
Why not just give them the 5 yards? I mean, it's not egregious. It's not, you know, a blatant, you know, intentionally trying to hurt somebody penalty. Why don't they just give them the 5 yards and, you know, replay the down?
But what if they never touched his face? What if they never touched his face?
I don't understand why a 5-yard penalty should result in an automatic first down if it's more than the 5 yards. Never really understood it, and I wanted to get your –
That's a good point.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. I don't understand it either. It's the only penalty in the NFL, right? That's 5 yards that gives an automatic first down.
Defensive holding is always
holding, automatic first down too. But that defensive holding can happen, you know, way down the field.
Yeah,
and that's where a lot of times it does happen. It's just a flip of a coin with a pass interference.
Cocoa Puffs with a wrong text coming in right now. He says, "Yeah, great idea. Let's review more penalties so the NFL is as slow as soccer. Dumb idea, Dave. Actually, Cocoa Puffs, soccer games are done in less than 2 hours, making them faster than the NFL.
Right.
So you are wrong, Cocoa Puff. Why don't you go and eat a delicious bowl of Cocoa Puffs and then drink the chocolate milk? No, I'm serious. It is a delicious cereal. And then drink the delicious chocolate milk after you're done with the cereal.
Fine. That. All right. Let's say we had
look that up
on everything.
You could still only throw the certain amount of flags. The challenge flags. Okay, so who cares?
Okay, the Marvin Jones pass interference where he was – Matt Patricia decided not. There's a mechanism in place for him to review that. He chose not to.
Yep.
Even though it was egregious. But we've learned that all pass interference overturns, they're going at like 10%. So it's the math is not in your favor. Tracy Walker going for an interception – but going for the ball, and so was the receiver, and they both banged heads. Anytime heads collide, they're calling the penalty no matter what. I don't know what a defender's supposed to do.
Well, sometimes they don't. You're right, and that was one that should be. You got to have better judgment.
And then Trey Flowers, two calls that never happened and because the official thought he saw something that he didn't. I don't, you know, do you have a buzzer from upstairs saying, no, you screwed that up. You suck, Jeff Rice. Let's go back to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. JT in the Cape wants to go LeBron James on us here. Go ahead,
JT. What's up, JT?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Up? Hey, real quick, before I get on to LBJ, I do kind of agree with the guy who called Dave about the penalties, because the NBA is now giving you a challenge for every false pretense call that you think. You get a challenge, I think it's every two timeouts you have or something like that. I'm not sure about the ruling, but they just added it. I mean, I don't think it would affect so much, because if they had that NBA system in play, yeah, they would be able to overturn a lot of those calls from last night. So that's my two cents on the whole Detroit thing. But here's what I want to say about LBJ, because I listened to it earlier and you guys said, will he be, like, criticized about what he said?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think so.
Okay.
Reason why I don't think he'll be criticized as much, or probably as not often, because – for who he is, you know, I don't think the league will let it go on for so long due to the fact that he is LeBron James. You know what I mean? Like, if, and then this other way, if a player who wasn't as on the caliber of LeBron James level would have said something like this, it would never been on the mainstream.
Right.
But since it's LeBron, it has to be on mainstream. And since he is like the golden boy of the NBA, I don't think it will be on a main screen for so long. I do believe he will have to make an apology statement. When will he make one? I don't know. But I don't believe that the NBA is going to let it go on and have his name tarnished forever and people ripping up jerseys and stuff like that. They're going to rebuy those jerseys through the season.
Maybe in Hong Kong. Maybe not in Hong Kong, though. And that's where that's going on right now. And, you know, I don't know if that's going to get to this. I don't know. Yeah. I think burning jerseys and all that nonsense is ridiculous. Yeah. But he's having an effect, and people in Hong Kong are really angry with him right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
For his sake.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't think it's going to prolong, because so people in Hong Kong are upset, and they have all the right to be upset.
Okay.
My thing is, if they're so upset, they wouldn't just tarnish his jersey, they'd tarnish the whole NBA, which I don't think it'll happen, because if you take LeBron right now, he is the golden boy of the NBA. So if you take him out of the situation, the whole thing is going to be forgotten sooner rather than later, because he's going to issue an apology. The NBA is going to do something to help this whole thing get eased over, because you got to think, whenever they play the World Cup of basketball, the Olympics, or whatever they have to do when they play the team USA, they still have to go over there and play.
That's a good point. JT, you're always a good phone call. Thank you very much.
Stuff, but I don't see LeBron James apologizing.
I don't either. In fact, he kind of doubled down with his second tweet trying to re-explain himself, which he didn't do very well. But to JT's point and to my point, I am curious to see how long this drags on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, LeBron is the golden boy of the
NBA.
Colin Kaepernick wasn't the most popular player in the NFL. He was just a guy.
He was
one of 32 starting quarterbacks in the league. It's not like Tom Brady did it.
No, I get what you're saying, but he wasn't one of 32. He was one of a select few that had taken a team to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I understand that the numbers started to fall off a little bit after Harbaugh left San Francisco, but he was still putting up decent numbers with Chip Kelly.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
let's squeeze
some of the other people that are playing.
Yeah. Right?
Here's Brooks. Right? Brooks, you're on the air with Sheeman and Shepard. Go ahead.
Hey, Brooks.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's on your mind?
So my whole thing is, I saw a crazy stat this morning where there's been like 200 penalty flags thrown already this year, more than all of last year.
Yes.
And I think this whole thing about, you know, I know those calls last night were BS, but I think Olasky made a good point this morning about having a guy up in the booth or someone that can, whenever there's a flag thrown, there could be someone there right now to say, hey, you guys got it wrong. And if they don't pick it up or not, then they can challenge. Hmm. I mean, something's going to happen, because it's getting hard to watch these games where, I mean, everything's going to happen when it comes down the line. It's like always on like a third and six, and then get the first down, and there's some phantom pushing the back where the guy hit him right in the side. You know, so it's just kind of, it's getting hard to watch, even though I love it.
It's getting hard to watch because we can see all the mistakes happening, and it's just aggravating. Thank you, Brooks.
It's
I appreciate
egregious one. Again, a bunch of them last night going against the Lions. You had – and we didn't even talk about – who was it that had the face mask? Clear face mask against Detroit. Grabbed the
– Yeah. They didn't call it.
Was it Johnson?
I can't remember who it was.
It was clear as day. The ref was looking right at it.
Yeah.
No call. But what happened to Kelce, amongst other things, I know I keep bringing it, but and so many others that happened over the weekend. It's embarrassing. Every week we got to come in here and start talking about the officiating and how it's affecting games.
No doubt.
It's happened twice this week, and it's Tuesday. And I guarantee you we'll have to talk about it on Friday.
Friday after Thursday Night Football.
Which Thursday night this week? I don't even know anymore.
I forget. I know the Patriots are Monday night against the Jets. By the way, Michael Bennett.
The Patriots just suspended Michael Bennett.
Chiefs at Broncos.
The Patriots just suspended Michael Bennett for 1 week for conduct detrimental.
What do you do?
He was not at practice today. What do you do? He
was detrimental. His conduct? The way he carried himself was detrimental.
Well, this ain't the Seattle locker room. We could do whatever the hell you want anymore.
He either missed a team meeting or was late for practice.
He probably said a bad word to Tom Brady.
No.
He'd be cut for that.
I guarantee. I'd be stunned if it's anything, it could be something more, but I think it's probably either late for a team meeting or late for practice.
Probably something along the lines of, Tom, you have to be better if we're going to win a Super Bowl.
Tom loves Bennett.
Immediate 1 week suspension.
By the way, Enkeel Harry and Ben Watson both at practice today.
Oh, Enkeel Harry.
There you go.
Yeah, do you know what's up with Josh Gordon? I'm asking because a friend of mine has him on a fantasy team.
He wasn't at practice today, but I don't know.
And then Dorsett's out this week, right?
No, Dorsett's going to play.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, he's back. Okay. He's definitely back, yep.
That's stupid.
All right, don't forget the
Jets. I'm joking. Yeah, I had to rename somebody Sensitive Patriots Fan on our text line today.
Was it Pete?
Somebody texted in before the show. Couldn't believe that Pete Shepard still wanted to work with me and you, Craig, after last Friday's show, or two Fridays ago's show.
Calling us...
A lot of really bad words, nasty stuff from Sensitive Patriots fans.
People take this stuff so seriously sometimes, and I know we get serious about it, but man.
Yeah. I'm still steaming about last night. Of course I take it seriously.
I responded to him, and I said, I hope that my humor doesn't affect your trip to another Super Bowl appearance.
I'm watching this Facebook video popped up. We're so sweet. Like, this 4-year-old girl who could barely walk 2 years ago is now being able to walk, helped by a Great Dane. And I'm like, we're sitting here arguing about officials.
That's right.
In football. I know it's our job. But I'm like, you know, there are so many other bigger – and we get that. This is the toy department of the media.
That's right.
We get that.
And –
but, you know, the problems that we have on this show or with each other, it's not personal. It's all, you know, it isn't personal.
It's personal now. Jeff Rice is now my most unfavorite Southwest Florida resident.
It's professional. It's not personal. You don't know him personally.
All right. Don't forget, 99.3 ESPN.
They get you out of a good jam someday if you're in it.
Maybe. 99.3ESPN.com. Don't forget, the world-famous CNOTE NFL Power Rankings are up. All 32 teams checking out at our website. Later on, Chris will try and disseminate that and criticize it. He can't. So we have all that. Plus, Red Alert is coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget, Pete and I are playing poker tonight. It's the third Tuesday of the month. That's when we head on down to the Naples-Fort Myers dog track. Poker time is 7 o'clock.
Come on, why didn't you tell me you were going to come out with that read? I'm playing OAR. I pick Shattered instead of their song, That Was a Crazy Game of Poker.
Chris?
Come on.
How about Lady Gaga?
Hold on.
I didn't done Poker Face. I love Poker Face.
Chris, you are the program director of the station, correct?
Yeah.
For the last 2.5 years, every bottom of the hour rejoin on Monday and Tuesday of poker night, I come out with a poker promo.
You're kidding me.
Every time. Flipping one.
I guess I never picked up on that.
It's only been 2.5 years.
Oh, yeah. So it's easy for me to not pick up on it.
Hey, it's only once a month, Craig.
That's once a month, right. That's really only
too much.
You know, 30 times that's happened.
Could you play Cartman doing Poker Face next time? That's the best. Eric Cartman singing Poker Face.
I don't
face.
Think we're allowed to play that.
No, why?
Oh.
There's a swear in it.
Music rights and all that sort of thing.
Oh, all right.
What are you talking about?
He He's
playing. I don't want to go search for it.
Right.
Let's go to YouTube and hit Cartman Poker Face. Well, what?
All right, coming up before the end of the hour, we've got another edition of Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah.
It is going to be a duet today. I've been invited to join along.
Michael Bennett just said to Jordan Galtz of ESPN, Michael Bennett suspended by the Patriots for one game. On Friday, he says, quote, I had a philosophical disagreement with my position coach that has led to my suspension. I apologize to my teammates for any distraction this may have caused. Now,
He's
played 130 snaps through six games. He was in on 11 snaps against the Giants last week. He has five tackles, 2.5 sacks, and 4 quarterback hits in the playing time.
He only played 11 snaps?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not like the Patriots' defense is in disarray.
Yeah.
You know, so
he ought to pipe down.
So, I don't
know. I think they've scored more touchdowns than allowed this year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're right.
All right, it is time for Red Alert. This is where we put people on blast or their teams. We can fire a little sounder. It's a lot of fun. Usually, this started off as a top five. Huh?
It's a big sounder, not a little sounder.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. You love this.
This started out as a top five list. It is...
It's morphed.
It's morphed.
Yeah. Transformed.
All right, let's fire up the band. Pete Shepard, kick us off. Red Alert!
Red Alert! Cleveland Browns! You guys are in serious trouble. Serious trouble. Baker Mayfield has the most interceptions in the league this year, and that's saying something after Jameis threw 5 on Sunday, and Baker Mayfield has more still throughout the season, and the most since he started at QB. Baker Mayfield, Cleveland Browns, you guys are on massive, super-duper red alert.
Can I make a sandwich bet with you?
But let me hear it first.
The Cleveland Browns will win 8 games this season?
No, I'm not. I think there's 8 games that could be won.
Semi-red alert.
I picked
orange alert.
It's like a yellow alert.
Red alert! Attorney Jeff Rice.
Oh, gosh.
How about umpire Jeff Rice?
Who is also an umpire for Monday Night Football and screwed the Detroit Lions and their division hopes this year against the Green Bay Packers and handed a game to the Packers. Let me tell you something, Jeff Rice. I'm also kind of a big deal here in this town. And if I ever see you on 41 or 75.
Careful.
With your little blinker on and you want to get over in my lane, I'm not letting you in. You want to cut in line because you only have a couple groceries and I got a whole basket full maybe at the grocery store? I'm not letting you in. I'm not being nice to you. I don't like you. You stink at your job.
I'm going to be Sergeant Hulka and the Big Toe here, like from Stripes, okay? We are going to arrange at some point, maybe not be till after the season, but we are going to arrange a meeting in this studio. I'm going to do everything
possible.
Why
would Jeff Rice do that?
No, I don't think they're allowed
and
to do that.
And you've gone way too far, Craig. Not letting a guy cut you in the grocery line?
Yeah.
That's too far.
I know.
That's just, it's gone too far.
I'm just going to be mean to him.
Just clear the air and have Counselor Rice, Umpire Rice, explain himself in person, face to face, to Craig Sheeman. I think that would be great radio.
Do you think there'll be some sort of peace accord at the end? I'm not hopeful.
Let me be the buffer. Let me take care of it.
All right. Red alert!
The Miami Hurricanes.
What?
You play Georgia Tech this weekend. They have played 3 ACC opponents. They have held none of them to fewer than 38 points. Put up 38 points.
Oh.
Please.
Oh.
You don't just win this game.
Yeah.
You blow this team out. This team lost to the Citadel this year.
Woo!
The Citadel!
Woo!
Put up some points, Miami.
They're favored by 19.5, by the way.
I'll take the points.
Red alert! Florida Gators!
What?
Yes! Be very careful coming off an emotional loss last week. But if you want to stay in this thing and if you win out, you still have a shot at the college football playoff. But you are going in to maybe the most psyched up South Carolina team in the last 3 years after they just upset Georgia at Georgia. Do not go in there thinking you're just going to walk all over them. Ain't going to happen. Be very, very careful, Florida Gators.
Red alert! LeBron James! You are ignorant, misinformed, and a communist! I will not be buying any Nikes. Good day, sir.
I really mess with your wardrobe.
Blacklisted. Huh? Yeah. Sheamans blacklisted LeBron James.
I had this one last on my list, but I just can't wait. Boise State, you're on red alert. You're going to play your first legitimate football team this weekend when you go into Provo to take on BYU. You're going to lose that game. Pete Shepherd will keep you in the top 10 because that's what Pete Shepherd did. No. He's blinded by the Smurf turf. He can't see past the orange and blue goggles.
First of all, you do not speak for me, sir. You are not LeBron James. I am not your Daryl Morey bitch. You will not say that to me. You will not say that to me. Second of all, no, I will drop them on. But they are not going to Provo. Boise State is tough. You don't go into Provo and play a team, as I said in my top 10 analysis, a team that can't eat chocolate, a team that cannot drink coffee, a team that cannot, you cannot cuss. Although how Jim McMahon got through 4 years there, I do not know, but somehow he did. They are going into Provo, a tough place to play, and they will come out where they win and remain undefeated. Good day to you, sir.
Doubtful.
In the interest of time, red alert, I'm going to combine two NFL teams. Red alert, the Titans, you need a quarterback. The Marcus Mariota experiment is over.
You took my red alert, by the way.
You scored zero against the Broncos. The Broncos. And my other red alert, I'm going to throw you in there, what? Los Angeles Rams. You've lost three in a row. Your quarterback, Jared Goff, looks like the Jeff Fisher Jared Goff. It's over. They're reeling. They're done. Red alert.
Red alert, Ohio State.
It's Chris's turn. But
no,
okay.
You took
you took his turn, so I gave turn. Then I'm going to take my turn.
My bad.
Ohio State, why? This is one of those, here it comes.
Yeah.
It's not Saturday night.
it's
Friday Night Live. It's at Northwestern, a team that has a habit of upsetting a lot of good teams at home around this time of the season. Now, I'm not going to say that it's going to be at Iowa or at Purdue, but be very careful. You know Ohio State fans are sort of mini pooping their pants right now. Have a change of underwear nearby in case this is close in the first half. You should blow out this team, but we know the history of Ohio State in these situations. It may come a day earlier than normal because it's Friday night at Northwestern. Red alert, Ohio State.
I got to get through this really fast. Michigan, you go to Penn State this week. This starts the losing streak, and you're going to lose a lot of games right here.
And maybe a coach as well. All right, I'm confused. Whose turn is it?
You go.
Red alert, Lamar Jackson. If you keep running for 152 yards with 19 rushes a game, it's impressive you threw for 236, by the way. But if you keep doing that, your career is not going to be very long. And by the way, let's not get too excited. It was against the Cincinnati Bengals. Red alert, Lamar Jackson.
Red alert.
Those are just spot on.
Red alert, red alert, red alert, Kansas City Chiefs. Now everyone's pointing to the blueprint from the first half of last year's AFC Championship game when the Patriots shut them out. They were up 14-0, should have been more. Everybody seems to think that's the blueprint. Well, it was for a half, but in the second half, Kansas City did a pretty decent job of making it a game and actually took the lead at one point. But I do think it's interesting that all of a sudden the Chiefs are on the verge, the precipice, if you will, of losing three games in a row for the first time in three and since 2017. Red alert, Chiefs!
It's my turn, okay. Craig.
All right.
SMU.
Yeah?
Playing your second-ranked game since, I don't know, before me, so I don't care how long that goes back.
Yeah.
But you take on Temple this weekend. Temple has already knocked off an undefeated Maryland team this year. Ooh. They almost knocked off Memphis last week, and do not show up slow in the first half like you did against Tulsa a couple weeks ago. You will not come back on the Owls. SMU, you are on red alert.
Red alert! The St. Louis Cardinals! They are on life support. Nobody's paid any attention to them since their 10-run inning against the Braves in the previous series.
Seems like yesterday.
Nobody even knows that the National League Championship Series could be over today.
Tonight.
As the Washington Nationals could sweep their way into the World Series. Red alert, St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm done.
I've got one more.
Take it. No, you go, and then I'll rapid fire this.
I want to hear the sounder again. I got to feel it. Here we go. Red alert. Georgia and Notre Dame, your seasons are over. Ridiculous. We only have four places in the playoffs. You two will not be getting any of them.
Unless Georgia wins out.
I don't know if it needs to be said, but Jameis Winston.
Five
interceptions.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Bucs fans, just like a half a more season to go with this guy under center. Then you can move on, so that's a good thing.
Says the Dolphins fan. All right, I think, is that it? You got another one?
I got a lot more. Another one, I don't think it needs to be said, but I'm going to say it. Dan Quinn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, enough yeah. said right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Chargers fans, if there are any,
yeah,
you guys are on red alert. I get that the Steelers travel really well, maybe the best in all of the NFL, but that was an embarrassment. And whoever plays the music at whatever that soccer stadium is called,
and you don't know,
you should be fired, sir.
There's more. He's got a whole list.
It's my last one, guys. The New England Patriots are on red alert. They are going to face their first legitimate offense Monday night when they take on the Jets. Sam Darnold is back. Adam Gase has a knack for beating the New England Patriots. Just look at the last game in Miami last season. The undefeated season is over this weekend. Miami Dolphins popping bottles all over the place.
Sandwich
it's going to be a great great weekend. If you take my Boise State sandwich bet, I'll take your Patriots sandwich bet. Or I'm sorry, my Cleveland Browns sandwich bet.
There you
but
go.
You won't because
what,
you're scared.
What is it? What am I not taking?
Browns will win eight games?
No, I think they will.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not, you take my sandwich bet, I'll take your sandwich bet.
No.
Don't forget, 1 hour from now, it's another edition of Wikipedia. Wikipedia brought to you by Moe's. You got 20 Mo Bucks on the line and also two Oktoberfest tickets from the German American Social Club in the Cape. All that coming up. That's 1 hour from now. Next, the first duet ever with Master P Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Is this a song you guys are
doing? No.
Oh, I thought of famous collabs.
Right genre. We got Snoop Dogg here. It is time for Master Pete Theater, which we have Pete Shepherd as a white dude read rap lyrics with a little theatrical spin to it.
How do you know I'm white?
You sound white.
I would like to refer to white. As European American.
Okay, Mr. European American, Mr. Race Relations. Mm-hmm. It is time for
Earthling.
Pete. Now today,
Earthling Pete.
Now you have allowed me to participate in
yes,
our first ever duet.
Yeah, graciously, yes. And we're not going to do this all the time,
right?
But occasionally, maybe once a month, we'll
I'm down
we'll
with
find
that.
A way for you to be involved.
I'm
in
jiggy
this.
With that. That sounds good. Let's do it.
Great.
Let's do it.
So, are we ready?
We're ready.
All right. Do I say that? I forget. Did you play the sounder first, or do I say the song?
Yeah, you normally do the song.
Okay, here we go.
And the artist, and then we get into it.
The dramatic reading for Masterpiece Theater today between yours truly and Craig will be Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys.
Solid. That's a nice selection.
And now, another Masterpiece Theater reading.
Kick it. You wake up late for school. Man, you don't want to go. You ask your mom, please. But she still says no. You missed two classes and no homework. But your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. Mm. You got to fight for your right to party.
Your pop caught you smoking, and he said, no way. That hypocrite smokes two packs a day. Man, Living at home is such a drag. Now your mom threw away your best porno mag. Busted. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Don't step out of this house. If that's the clothes you're gonna wear, I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, "What's that noise?" Oh, Mom, you're just jealous. It's the
Beastie
Boys.
You got to fight for your right to party.
You got to fight for your right to party.
Party.
Party. The end.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done.
That was a nice collaboration.
Well done. Wow. Married you, 1 year, fantastic song selection. Roses and Bedroom Guy. Is this really a rap song?
Yes.
Very famous one.
Yes.
And 612 with a bit of breaking news on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Those are white dudes, too.
Oh, pretty good. Masterpiece Theater every Tuesday.
612, they're a trio.
We know it's a trio. And I actually thought about it. I was going to have Chris do the part instead of when I said B. We could have had Chris said Stee, and then Craig could have had boys. But, yeah.
No.
Duo's hard enough for me. But we worked day and night on this presentation.
Absolutely.
That was good stuff, guys.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, takes a lot out of me.
Coming up next hour, Wikipedia. You can stump Pete Shepard for prizes.
What's the genre today?
It's postseason baseball.
Right up your alley.
Like forever? Or this season?
It's not forever. Well.
Oh, I mean, you know.
No, I guess that it's forever.
Bill Mazeroski in 1960, or we're just going strictly?
No, we're going to ask who has the most blank in World Series history, in postseason history.
It's a little bit all over there. All right,
that's good. That's cool.
All right, we'll run down the headlines of the day.
Kick it.
We got to update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll because we got a couple blowouts going on here, plus your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN. Just turn off my mic?
I hit the wrong button. I tried to hit it.
And you want to be part of our trio.
You know what that was?
It clipped it.
It was like, I'm a pitcher, and I'm in my full windup. To send one to you.
You balked.
And the umpire goes, nope, time called.
You balked.
You just pulled a hammy.
You balked. I'm on first now. The guy who's on third, he got home. Unearned.
Text line is buzzing. The Stony Brook Cortez says the Porno Mag line is the best. Chiefs fan of Cape, that was great. Wig says, man, I almost drove off 75. Yeah, that happens a lot.
It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.